It is 9:05 here on AM 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. It is the third Monday of the month, and that means it's Greenwich Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Andrea Bloom and her guest later in the half hour, architect Rich Granoff. Good morning, Andrea. Welcome. How are you doing today?
Hi. Good morning. Happy Monday.
Same to you. All right. We're going to take, I guess, a look back.
Look back at all the things.
Last month, go right ahead.
So you would think that being the summer, things would slow down at the chamber, and everyone told me it would, but it just never really does. So we've been busy. We've just been preparing for the fall and all of our upcoming events. I've spent a lot of time meeting with members. We have a lot of people coming forward that want to do speaker sessions and some educational programming, which we're looking into doing in the next year. So we'll be starting actually Q4 doing some of those things. But it's nice to know that we have such talented and interesting people that can provide great information for our members. So I'm looking forward to putting those things together. One of the things that I did recently was I took a course about chambers of commerce and AI and how we're using AI to kind of help our workflow. You know, most chambers don't have large staff. We're nonprofits. And so looking at just the things that are going on and how those changes are basically every day, that's just getting like more and more information. The more that's put into AI, the more, you know, the changes happen. And it's happening really quickly. So we're just kind of trying to learn some of the basic things so that we can use that also at the chamber.
So you just ask a chat to GPT, what do we do next?
No, it's not that easy. I mean, you know, the prompting, it's like, you know, figuring out what are the best prompts. And it's a lot of like you putting in your own information. Like, I'd like to create this event and this is, you know, what I'm looking to achieve and how is the best way to do that. And so it's helpful. I think it's more of like a partner than it's not planning the whole thing for you, but it's good as a partner. So like a thinking partner, I guess you would call it, which is nice. It's nice to have something to like bounce your ideas off of. Mm-hmm. But it does bring up the, you know, the topic of like safety and security. I think, you know, what is it? What you can't put, you know, all your financial information into ChatGPT. It's just not a great idea. And I know people do it and they really shouldn't. So we talk a lot about safety and AI. And so that's one of the things that we're putting together with the Greenwich Library. John Manganiello, who's one of our partners, one of our members, he is going to be doing a lecture in November on AI and cybersecurity. So we're looking forward to that.
Okay. Did you have any events over the last month?
We did. We didn't have necessarily events. We had like ribbon cuttings. I met with Neighbor to Neighbor. So I did a presentation to Neighbor to Neighbor, working with them with their summer interns. So we did a networking and professional development meeting, which was really fun. They had 10 of their interns for the summer. A lot of them actually didn't know each other because they're on different shifts doing different things for Neighbor to Neighbor. So it was really interesting, first of all, just to learn more about Neighbor to Neighbor, get the tour, hear all the amazing things they're doing here in Greenwich. They're Greenwich Forward. It's all for Greenwich residents and very cool program they have. But the interns were fun. You know, they were all different grades in high school, and they were, you know, sort of shy when it all started. But we did a networking event where we had them learn how to network, and we talked to them, you know, why is it important to be able to introduce yourself when you meet someone that's interesting or that you really want to share your information with, or you maybe want to get a job with them? Why is it important to be able to introduce yourself and tell them something interesting about you so they remember you? Or maybe what questions to ask them so that you can, you know, learn a little bit more about what they do, now, leaving an impact.
These were chamber interns?
They are Neighbor to Neighbor interns.
Neighbor interns.
Yes. And so they're having different organizations come and do professional development. So I did the networking. And then we talked a lot about business in Greenwich and what businesses do they go to and what are they looking for. It was really interesting. I find it so fascinating to hear what the younger generation is interested in. And it feels to me like it's almost coming full circle. Like they're interested in a lot of the things that we were interested. You know, one of the girls was interested in vintage books and she wanted to know why we didn't have a vintage bookstore. So it was a really great experience. And afterwards, one of the kids came up to me and he said, oh, you know, I really think I would like working at the chamber because I like meeting people. And so he's going to come and volunteer at one of our events, which is fun. So okay.
Has the chamber had any kind of relationship with neighbor to neighbor in the past?
I mean, they're members of the chamber. I don't know that we had a relationship with them, but we are working on that now. So, I've been working with Sonia, who is their development person over there. And we're actually meeting next week to talk about some things we can do together. So it's fun. It's fun. And I think it's really great for the kids to learn, you know, about some of the opportunities and also at some point help, you know, learn, meet some of our business owners and what they can do to help them.
Yeah. Maybe what the business owners can do to help the neighbor to neighbor.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep. All right. We're going to take our first break with Andrea Bloom, Executive Director, Chamber of Commerce, Greenwich Chamber of Commerce, here on the third Monday of the month. We'll come back and we'll take a look ahead. And then later in the half hour, architect Rich Granoff.
Meet Morgan Jones. Morgan is about to step into a world unknown to most, thanks to Progressive's Renters Insurance, a place of fresh linens and turndown service. You see, Morgan temporarily vacated her apartment and has gone to a hotel because a pipe burst in her apartment. A pipe that made her sense of reality and apartment ceiling all come crashing down. Luckily, Morgan checked into Progressive's Protection Zone. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers.
Hey, y'all, I'm Willie Robertson.
And I'm Corey Robertson.
We partnered with Echo. It's a new platform, not just streaming.
Movies and series that are safe for your family.
Echo!
I love a podcast.
Plus, Echo Daily Devotionals.
Echo. Hey, Willie, what is Echo?
Echo is my pet squirrel.
Echo is not just faith-friendly, it is faith-driven.
Be a part of something better.
Echo.
Echo.
It's where I want to be.
That's EKKL.com.
Subscribe now.
It is 9:12 on AM 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. I'm Tony Savino with Greenwich Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Andrea Bloom. All right, Andrea, we took a look back. Let's look at new members.
Oh, you want to look at new members? Okay, yeah. Then we can do that. We have, like I said, it's usually slow in the summer, but we actually have some new members. So we're going to talk about them. Let's see. So one of our first new members is the Greenwich Police Department Scholarship Fund. And that is a 501c3 nonprofit. And they do fundraising for a scholarship program for the police policemen for their kids. So that's kind of cool that we have them. Erudite Smart Home Solutions. They are an electronics they're just opening up on Putnam. They're not open yet, but they're getting set up. It's very cool business. They work on all of your electronics in your home, and they can put everything into one, like, remote, basically. You know, I have, like, 15 remotes in my house, and I can never find them, and they go to everything. But they can, like, help you move your, you know, open your blinds, turn on your lights. They can do a full system with your stereo and your television set. So it's very cool. And they're going to be opening on Putnam. Greenwich Doc, which is a concierge medical group that's in Cos Cob. Really interesting because they focus a lot on cardiology and lipid studies. So I thought this was an interesting one that just opened up on Cos Cob. Molly's Red Carpet Florals. It's a florist and floral design in Old Greenwich, and it's right on Shore Road. So definitely check that out. Five Iron Golf. Five Iron Golf is actually on our border of Port Chester and Greenwich, but it is an indoor golf. They have bar, they have food, they have music, they have an event space. So they're a new member. They're also getting involved with our golf outing, which is October 5th. And they're having an open house on August 26th from 5 to 7. If you want to check it out, they're looking to set up events there for the holidays. And then our last one is Human Interest. And they work on 401k plans. For all different size businesses, it's their automated 401k plans. So sometimes, you know, if you have a smaller business, it's nice to have a 401k to offer to your employees. And those are our new members.
All right, sounds good. I know you mentioned some things coming up. I think the First Selectman's got his State of the Town coming up, right?
In September. We have some stuff coming up in September.
Get to that first, sure.
Yeah, so we've got Industrious on September 10th is having an open house That's from 4 to 7, and we'll be doing the ribbon cutting at 5:30, so we're excited about that. Industrious is in the Greenwich Office Park. It's a work share space, beautiful, like really well designed and just lovely, and they have lots of snacks and all day, you know, coffee, fancy coffee bar. It's a really cool place, so check that out. On the 24th, we will have our official J House Business After Hours at the J House. Last year was sold out. It was a huge success. Very fun. They really know how to do it up at the J House. They do a great job. So please come out for some networking and join us. And then the 21st is the State of the Town with Fred Camillo. And the presenting sponsor is the Greenwich Association of Realtors. So that's a really good one. I enjoyed this one so much last year. It's just a perfect matchup of, you know, the realtors and the town, and just a huge mix of other people. It was really fun. That one's at the Water Club. So definitely sign up. It's kind of fascinating to hear what's going on with the real estate industry as well. So come on over to that one. Sign up online. And then the big one is our golf, which is the 5th of October. So we're signing people up now. Our golf is very fun. This is my second year doing it. Last year was fun, and it's a scramble. It's low-key, but it's a really fun group of people. Rich is a golfer. He'll be there. So come on down. Sign up for that online as well. And if you're not a golfer, we have an after party, an après golf. And if you are not available and you still want to sponsor or maybe get the word out on your business, we have marketing and good sponsorship opportunities as well.
All right. And that tournament golf outing is at the Griff, right?
It's at the Griff, yes.
It's at the Griff. All mm-hmm. right. Fantastic. All right. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and architect Rich Granoff will be joining us here as we continue with Greenwich Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Andrea Bloom on this third Monday of the month.
Leon was about to leave the military.
My biggest concern was, what am I going to do next?
He found out about My Computer Career and their military transition program.
The Cyber Warrior program takes you from not knowing anything about a computer at all to being a subject matter expert.
How long is that going to take?
In the span of 4 months, I was able to get 4 different certifications.
4 months? Leon's advice?
Very highly recommended.
Become a certified Cyber Warrior in just months at mycomputercareer.edu. This is one student's experience. Individual results vary. VA education benefits available to those who qualify.
You're tired of feeling lousy? Maybe you had a scare at your last checkup or just walking hurts? When enough is enough, call PhD Weight Loss. When I had enough 4 years and 53 pounds ago, I knew I couldn't do it alone. I'm Mike Gallagher for PhD Weight Loss. Best phone call I ever made. They were right with me. They still are today. Right now, mention Mike. You'll get 2 free weeks added to the program, and they'll pay for the cost of your food. $1,500 value. Call 864-644-1900. 864-644-1900 or visit myphdweightloss.com.
.918 here on AM 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. I'm Tony Savino with Greenwich Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Andrea Bloom. And Andrea, you're going to introduce your special guest. Go right ahead.
My special guest is Rich Granoff. Rich Granoff of Granoff Architects. He is a chamber member. He is a board member. He is a business owner. He's on our golf committee. He does all kinds of fun things. So we're excited to have him here today.
All right,
welcome,
great.
Rich.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Rich, I was looking at the bio here that Granoff Architects started in 1989. I said, that's not been around that long, but that's 37 years.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, it sure does.
Wow.
Yeah. So what's kept you involved at this time with the Chamber, and why do you believe organizations like the Chamber matter to a business community like Greenwich?
So I got involved with the Chamber early when I moved to Greenwich. I really didn't know anybody here in the 90s. A friend of mine, Ed Mortimer, said, well, you know, why don't you come to a Chamber event? And at that event, I met a lot of really interesting local business owners. And so I started getting engaged. And shortly thereafter, I ended up on the board. And I was on the board for many years. And then I went off the board. And then I got recruited back onto the board, I think 10 years ago. But I've always been involved and gone to the events. I've hosted events, and I think it's just, besides Greenwich being a wonderful place to work, it's actually even a better place to have a business if you can live and work here. That's kind of like the holy grail of lifestyles, live, work, play in Greenwich.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you've grown from a small firm into the region's premier architectural practices. So what do you think's been the biggest key to that success, aside from, of course, joining the chamber?
Well, it's really just taking care of our clients. We do good work, and we try to keep our projects on time and on budget, and we keep people happy, and then they come back and they refer us. It's pretty simple. But we love the area. Besides Greenwich, we work in Fairfield County, Westchester County, and we have many projects now that are national, Florida, Rhode Island, Massachusetts. So wherever our clients take us, we're happy to do projects. But Greenwich is our home base, and about half of our work is in Greenwich proper.
Mm-hmm. So what have you seen over the years that might have changed or trends about way people want to live and work? Anything over the years?
Well, people want to live and work locally if they can. Obviously, the post-pandemic remote work paradigm has really changed the fact that not everybody has to commute to New York City that live in Greenwich. So we have a lot of local, what we call satellite offices of firms, who typically the principals would be residents, and they want to have a local office. So that's been a game changer. And on the residential side, large home offices, and for people to be able to work at home if they want to. That's one of the big trends mm-hmm. that we're seeing.
Something that's become a topic now, sustainability. We do a show in a couple of weeks with the sustainability committee, but you were, I guess, has been a focus before it became mainstream.
Yeah, I actually got into architecture in the 70s. I was really interested in solar energy and other alternative energy, and my entire career has been centered on sustainability. Literally every single project we do has some degree of sustainability, whether it be solar panels or geothermal or just good design. Good architectural design generally incorporates sustainability into the project. One of the big areas that we practice sustainability is in adaptive reuse, by taking old buildings and converting them to other uses, instead of tearing down an old building and putting it in a landfill, and the energy involved in creating a new building. So adaptive reuse is really it's a trend of sorts. It's always happened, and it's just it's increasing a lot more. Now we're doing a lot of what we call office to resi conversions. Office buildings are on the decline. There's less need for office space, especially in cities like Stamford and Norwalk are good examples, White Plains. And we need housing. So a lot of our larger current projects are converting buildings, office buildings into apartment buildings.
Mm-hmm. Now, this all sounds great. How does it benefit the businesses and the homeowners?
Well, it's a win-win. We have a housing shortage, right? So any housing we build, and we need housing at every level. We need single-family homes at every price point. We need apartments, whether they're affordable apartments or they're luxury condos. And there's a huge demand for apartments. That's driven by many factors, one of which New York City has become completely unaffordable. So a lot of the demand for housing is coming from our kids that can't afford to live in New York City. That used to be what you did after college. That's what I did. You went to New York City and you worked. But now, between the price of apartments and the fact that you can work remote, means that you can live in the northern suburbs and still pay less for rent and work in the city. So that's a real trend we're seeing, and I don't see it changing anytime soon, because mm-hmm. we have a housing shortage.
This question comes from Andrea, because I've not heard of the show Cribs.
MTV Cribs. Well, because I grew up with MTV, come home every day, watch MTV.
That's a funny one.
Yeah.
So I got a call from a producer on the TV show MTV Cribs. This is 20 years ago. And they said, we see you do a lot of luxury homes in Greenwich, Connecticut. Do you have any clients that would be willing to, film an episode in their house with their kids as the stars? I said, okay, let me ask around, and I'll call you back. And I asked around, and nobody was interested. And I said, wait a second. I have two teenage kids, and
I've got some kids.
I just built this house in Rock Ridge at the time, and I was like, so I called them back. They came over for a scouting mission, and they said this is perfect. I met my kids; they're great. The next day, like 50 people showed up for this major TV shoot, and we did it. And to this day, when we travel, sometimes, you know, we'll be walking on the street in a foreign country and someone will go, I know you. You were on MTV Cribs.
Wow. How old were your kids at the time?
At the time, they were teenagers. I would say like 11 and 14, maybe.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe they were infants or something like that. Cribs, you know.
No.
Oh, no.
Crib is slang for a house.
Oh, like okay.
I got a nice crib.
Your crib, Tony. Your
I'm
crib.
Square. I'm
like,
square.
Come on over to the crib.
Okay.
Tony.
I'm square. Yeah, I mean, you know, my recollection of MTV is when they played music videos.
Well, that was initially. It went into like, Pimp My Ride.
You got.
Crib. Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's get back.
Anywho. We're
familiar territory here. All right. So, what makes Greenwich such a special place to live, work, and build?
Wow. I mean, there's so many reasons. I would say, number one is location, right? We're 30 miles from New York City, easily accessible in and out to the city. You have, spectacular beauty between the seashore and, backcountry and beaches. And so you have, nature. And then you have a wonderful population of a very mixed population, which I think is a good thing, of all nationalities and types. And you have a very big wealth span. Most people think only rich people live in Greenwich, but there's a wide variety. If you look at like Greenwich High School, if you look at the kids and my children went there, if you look at the variety of ethnicities and just, the general status of the population. And then you have the business community, which, is really, you have a financial center, and that wasn't always, Greenwich wasn't always a financial center. When I first moved here, there were, UPS was here and Cheeseboro Ponds were here. You had corporations that were here, and over time they left and got backfilled by financial services, hedge funds, and private equity firms. That was partly driven by the technological revolution of having computer screens, not having to go to Wall Street and trade manually. And then you have a great retail restaurant. We have world-class dining here. I don't know. There's more, but it's just endless.
I know. There's so much. Every time you think, where else could I go? I think Greenwich is amazing. Why would we go anywhere else? And there's so many interesting people. And
I'm just amazed. I really feel this is the best place in the world to live and work and play. Maybe there's better places to play, but it's pretty good here.
All right,
like New York City. So.
We're wrapping up here with architect Rich Granoff with Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Andrea Bloom. Where can people learn more and what are you working on right now?
Well, GranoffArchitects.com is, you can see all of our work. I actually have another business called Granoff Real Estate, GranoffRealEstate.com. We develop properties, including the office buildings I talk about, that we buy them, we convert them to apartments, and we do a lot of adaptive reuse. Working on now, I'm converting a church to a synagogue on Field Point Road at the traffic light. You've probably seen that. We're building a number of phenomenal homes, waterfront homes, in addition to some affordable housing projects that we're doing. And, it's kind of ongoing. When you say, what are you working on? We're designing some projects. We're getting entitlements, approvals on some projects, and then we're building them. So at any given time, we've got, 40, 50 projects in various stages of working on them. It's very exciting.
Keep him busy. All right. Rich Granoff, architect, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Rich, and thanks for your help at the chamber, too.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Andrea, good to see you.
See you next month.
All right. That's our segment with the Greenwich Chamber of Commerce. And next month, or next week, I should say, we'll have Greenwich Police Chief James Heavey in studio here. I'm Tony Savino. Stay tuned. We've got Joe Thomas first thing today, and then it's Miller and Moulton talking sports at 10 on AM 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.